This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, Chelsea, these are going to be back-to-back episodes, so it's fairly clear that I apparently have taken an environmental approach once again, as I generally do, when it's going to be bad news. And this is probably bad news. At this point, we don't know for sure, but it's probably bad news.
Okay.
This comes from foodmanufacture.co.uk.
Oh, shit.
Written by Bethan Grills on July 2nd, 2024. Article title, Fiberglass Found in Oysters and Mussels.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
In an alarming first, a study has found that burning levels of fiberglass particles have contaminated the food chain via natural bivalve populations.
Great.
So, not just plastic we gotta worry about now, apparently. The study, a joint effort from the University of Brighton and Portsmouth, revealed that fiberglass or glass-reinforced plastic, GRP, which is used in boat manufacturing, has been breaking down and contaminating coastal waters. The GRP particles have been detected in the soft tissues of oysters and mussels collected near an active boatyard in, I'm going to take a guess at this just because I suck at British. It says Chichester, but it might also just be Chester and how they pronounce words in Britain. I don't know for sure. They're words. They just elude me. A popular sailing destination in South England. Using micro-Raman spectroscopy, the researchers found up to 11,220 fiberglass particles per kilogram in oysters and 2,740 particles per kilogram in mussels. The material has been used widely in boat manufacturing since the 60s and previously been considered durable and harmless, but the researchers say these findings raise both urgent environmental and health concerns. While durable, the material is difficult to dispose of and often ends up being abandoned or improperly discarded. The tint particles then make their way into the water. This is particularly rife during the peak boat maintenance, usually winter seasons. These particles accumulate in bivalves such as oysters and mussels, which are crucial to marine ecosystems due to their filtering feeding habits. The ingestion of GRP can then interfere with their digestive system, leading to physiological stress and even death. This not only affects marine life, but could also have significant implications for human health, given that these bivalves often end up on consumer plates. Dr. Karina Siokan, principal lecturer in marine biology from the University of Brighton, described the findings as, quote, disturbing, end quote. She added, quote, this study is the first of its kind to document such extensive contamination in natural bivalve populations. It's a stark reminder of the hidden dangers in our environment. Efforts are being made to find viable disposal solutions, but more needs to be done to prevent at-sea dumping and onshore burning. We're just starting to understand the extent of fiberglass contamination. Our study is the first to show this level of contamination in natural bivalve populations. We must improve public access to slipways and commercial boat maintenance facilities. Creating a better ethos around end-of-life boat management is crucial to minimize further exposure and spread of these contaminants, said Dr. Siokin. For now, the discovery serves as a wake-up call for the boating community and environmental regulators. And that's the end of the article. That was surprising in my mind. I had never heard of... We focus a lot on plastic. We talk a lot about plastic. So to hear that not only are vaginas worried about non-plastic, so too are our yonic friends in the sea, the mussels and the oysters.
I think it's the owners of vaginas who might be concerned.
Okay.
But few things stick out to me on this. Number one, I don't think I can get away from the fact that I'm putting plastic and chemicals into my body at a concerning and alarming rate at this point. I don't think I can get away from it, even if I was trying to.
Oh, we can't. I feel like we can't.
Nobody, I don't think, in their right
nobody mind is intentionally putting plastic in their body. I don't think.
Nobody.
No, that's. No, you know what? I shouldn't say that because, like, people are still using plastic straws and putting, like, plastic in their mouth to do certain things. Like, say, open a plastic container.
But they're not assuming that it's being absorbed into your body. I bet you most people
don't do that. Fair
enough. They're not, I'm going to get this certain, like, cereal because it's loaded with plastic and I want to become, like, mostly plastic.
Yeah, you know what? From what I've read, Annie's has more plastic in it. Therefore, I'm going to buy the Annie's cereal.
Yeah.
Nobody is saying that.
Yeah, I don't think a single person.
And especially like, Annie's has the organic plastic in it that
now,
I need.
That was my next point. Even organics, even if you're like, I'm going to eat organic to get away from all of this stuff. I mean, it's worsened sometimes. So there's not any action that you can take. If you're saying, you know what, I don't want plastic in my body. There's not literally any single way that you can get away with it. And it's not just the food we eat. It's literally every single part of our life that is putting plastic into our bodies at this point. That's the first takeaway. Second takeaway, they're concerned about boating because of the oysters, but have they been reading the news about the orcas?
Well, I think the orcas have actually been reading these, maybe.
I think so, too. That was my next point. Maybe they're the ones looking out for us.
And people need to be looking at these studies coming out.
That's why they're the symbol of the podcast. That's why they're our symbol of the podcast. They are the people's whale. The people.
Sorry, the common man. The common man whale.
The common. Who are the people? Not the boats, not the billionaires. They are not their whale. They're our whale.
Yeah. No, no. What's his name? Twain is the whale of the billionaires. We all know that.
It's true. It's true. We all know that. He told us.
That racist piece of shit, Twain. Sorry. Had to be said.
Number three, no comment on the actual oysters and mussels that we talked about on this episode. And I'll leave it at that. Those are my three comments because I have to number all my sentences now.
Yeah. And Chelsea, I do think it's important that I just add this one piece of information because you said there's nothing we can do about the plastic. Well, we did actually talk about this. And yes, in fact, giving blood and or donating plasma does in fact help remove plastic from your body or just cutting your veins. Allow that blood to freely leave your body in a responsible way will also help.
It wants out.
I am not condoning this in any way, nor is the podcast, but please go donate. Well, sorry, that part of just science letting it out freely. Please go to the blood donation places and do those things that you need to do because they're very good for your body.
Yeah, we're getting kickbacks from Taylor's blood filter right now.
Yeah, so, the blood filtering guy, he's doing a great job. And anyhow, if you're doing this on your own right now, you better survive these next 48 hours because you've got to be here for this next episode.
Yeah, number four. Bye. Sentence. Bye.